This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Paul E. Alexander worked in the Trump administration, and he's here with us for two more segments ahead of Jason Burmes taking over. But the big takeaway here is, and I've seen these similar syndromes in chickens, and culture where they vaccinate them over and over again against different types of bird flu and different viruses, and then suddenly it doesn't work anymore. They have a master vaccine they give, but then the bird mutates and has all these diseases and all these problems. It's almost like a zombie that's still alive. So in layman's terms, so we understand it, they admit the mainline science that giving people shots during a pandemic over and over again will naturally select and create a supervirus.
Yeah, well, I mean, the danger is that you don't ever vaccinate into a pandemic, into an epidemic or pandemic, because there's tremendous infectious pressure out there on the mounting immune response. And the reality is that you want the antibodies that are induced to be neutralizing antibodies that are going to eliminate the virus, that is going to stop infection, stop transmission, stop replication. We do not have that here, and that's the issue. As long as you place pressure, you are placing pressure on the antigen so much so that you are causing it to evolve. And I think the issue here is those involved, they seem to underestimate the evolutionary capacity of the virus to adapt and evolve to the pressure, from the lockdowns to the masks.
But then Bill Gates says he wants to kill us, so you're saying, oh, they're making a mistake. Looks pre-planned to me.
It looks, to be honest with me, as I said before, If you wanted to keep this pandemic ongoing nonstop, and for us to generate infectious variant after infectious variant, then we keep using these sorts of mRNA vaccines, gene platform delivery systems, and you would get infectious variant after infectious variant emerging. You will never be able to stop because we cannot cut the chain of.
And that's why they keep doing the boosters, and after every booster, whether it's Israel or Australia or the U.S., sickness spikes after every shot.
Well, and yes, and what we're seeing is that you are now on what we call the booster treadmill. You can't get off of it. So now they went from 8 months to 6 months to 4 months to 2 months. Now we are seeing data that's showing us that in a matter of weeks that the vaccine efficacy, it wanes down into negative efficacy territory. So that means not only that it's zero, the vaccine is actually driving infection. That's what we are seeing. We are seeing there's some good studies by good research by Fantini et al. And one by Liu et al. That shows us that what is happening is that the induced antibodies that are non-neutralizing, they can still, they're not just useless. They can still bind to the spike antigen. But in binding, they are giving the virus a property it did not have before. They give the virus a very infectious property. In other words, the vaccinated person becomes infected. So this was never a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We knew very early on, this was a pandemic of the vaccinated, and the CDC lied to the public by running to the podium and saying, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. What the CDC did was, most of the infections, cases, hospitalizations, and death post-vaccine happens right then about the first week. So the CDC redefined what being vaccinated was, and they claimed that you have to get to 14 days post for you to be considered vaccinated. So if you are 4 days after the vaccine and you got hospitalized or you even died, CDC counted you as an unvaccinated person. And that was the lie. That was the deceit that caused them to push more vaccines and the boosters. They actually redefined vaccination, which is actually a fraudulent step by the CDC.
So can it stop this great mutagenic Godzilla rising that so many are refusing? Or do they just need a small target group to be able to incubate this next mutation?
Well, I think when you even listen to Dr. McCullough or myself or other Van den Bosch, etc., we are calling for a carte blanche stop. We want a hard stop on this vaccine across the board for all age groups. There is no evidence right now, no science that shows us that the emergency is done. We have no more emergency. Omicron presents as a mild cold now. I mean, we still have to protect high risk.
But if people keep taking the shot, it can create the supervirus.
Yes, if you keep vaccinating people, we will never stop.
All right, final segment with our amazing guest, Dr. Paul Alexander. Dr. Paul Alexander.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm really impressed. AlexanderCommonNews.com. I've seen many videos of him. See him at big conferences. New 2.5 years ago, he warned everybody. This guy's impressive. He's here in studio with us, and he's horrifying me because I'm a layperson, but I know they never gave people a cold vaccine because they said it could create a super virus and a bunch of other bad effects, and now they've done it. Obviously, they're not stupid. They've got some bigger plan. So my question is almost, 2% uptake now versus 50% a year and a half ago, is that going to stop them? What do the booster shots do? Because this is just crazy. Please continue.
Well, I mean, Alex, we have data out of the UK, out of Scotland, out of Australia, out of Denmark, etc., across the world that shows us that actually it's the third shot and the fourth shot, so the first booster and second, that we're actually seeing the vaccinated becoming highly infected. And
by the way, they have, like you said, British Medical Journal, 93% of people dying triple vaxxed. So that's why they had to fire three FDA boards to finally get one that would approve this. So they know what they're doing.
Yes.
Well, explain this.
Well, I mean, in terms of the triple vax?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is the data actually settled itself out to show us that not with the first vaccine, the first shot or the second, we began to see deaths post second shot. But with the third shot, the booster and the fourth, what we actually saw in like the Scottish data, and they took their reporting down, and the UK, was that there was a surge in infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. And it was a very scary situation, to the sense that when we looked at the studies by Fantini et al., that it helped explain to us why would a vaccinated person become so much more infected than an unvaccinated person? And they laid out the mechanisms.
And do that. But what's crazy is, for those who just tuned in, it's now admitted mainstream news, the shot makes you sick, erases your immune system.
Yes. Well, the science is clear now. We have the data across the world that tells us that those who take the vaccine now, look, you just have to look around you and your family, look at your friends and your colleagues and your co-workers. How many of them have had the vaccine, boosters included, and have gotten very sick? How many of them have gotten reinfected? So no one is saying, and this is, I want to be very clear here, no one is saying that COVID was not a problem. COVID presented a serious problem.
It was made in a lab, it was released, it was...
Yes, but it was a problem for high-risk persons. Today, we know still that the median age of death is 82. You need to understand something. The age of death for COVID actually is the normal life expectancy is about 77, 78, 79. The average median age of death, average age of death to a person who dies around 82. COVID has not cut people's lives short. That's a very important thing. So they have made this pathogen that we could have managed with early treatment. that we could have managed with proper protection of the high-risk persons, particularly morbidly obese persons. We could have managed this, but they took this and they made it into a catastrophe, and they're not stopping. Now they're pushing this bivalent booster, and all we see down the line is more infectious variants. So we need to
stop. But I mean, I've shown the numbers, mainline from the UNZO numbers. Every time they give a booster shot, the sickness and hospitalization and death skyrockets.
Absolutely, and that's what the data
is. Look, I'm not a doctor, but if a rattlesnake bites me and my leg swells up, the rattlesnake did it. Or if a spider bites me, or if I drink liquor and get drunk, I'm not a doctor, but I know that the liquor made me drunk. Well, I mean, this is killing people. I mean, you can see it. It's, you know, like if you got up and punched me in the face and my nose was bloody, I don't need to be an epidemiologist or a pathologist or a doctor to know you punch me in the nose, I have a bloody nose. Or, you know, I mean, it's causal. It's prima facie.
Yes, but, and Alex, it's because in the past, from since SARS-1, 2003, they have done many, many experiments using this mRNA gene delivery platform.
That's right. For decades, they're secretly testing it, and magically they roll it out.
Yeah, but the key is they failed. All of the prior studies on the animal models and stuff failed. Many of the animals got sick, and many of them died.
That's right. All of them failed. They admitted mainstream news it was a dead technology, and then suddenly they roll it out knowing it was going
to
fail.
Yes, well, that's the thing. And what the public needs to understand is this. Up to today, no cost-benefit, no risk-benefit analysis has ever been done, whether on the response in terms of lockdowns, whether on these vaccines, in terms of what was the optimal approach for the society.
Let me ask this question, doctor. If they know they have a failed gene therapy, gene
platform,
why roll a failed, because if it's meant to help us, it's failed, but if it's meant to hurt us, it works great. Like UT, as you know, did studies 8-9 years ago with Fauci under Obama, and they found the rats died taking the stuff. So, like, a gun to, like, cure your headache doesn't work, but to kill you, it does. So we're looking at it as, like, why are they rolling out something that's failed? But if it's meant to hurt you and slowly kill you, it's a big success.
Well, absolutely. If you ask me, if Dr. Alexander, if you wanted to create a bioweapon, if you wanted to create a biological weapon today that can slow kill, harm, and slow kill the population, I will tell you, bring these mRNA gene platforms exactly like this. Exactly how you have this, bring it. This is a biological weapon to me that has been released. And I have biological terrorism, bioterrorism training in my background. The reality is, what should be shocking people is this. Recently, the FDA approved this bivalent new shot based on the Wuhan strain plus the BA4, BA5 clade subvariant as the component of the vaccine. But what do we know? We know that the only human data came from the BA1 strain. Therefore, it's not even applicable to the BA5. What they based their decision on with the BA5 that they just approved the bivalent shot was based on 8 mice. A rodent study. 8 mice have now decided the fate of the United States and potentially the world that follows America. They want to investigate, they want to vaccinate 200 million Americans based on data from 8 mice. And we even have information that mice actually got COVID. So the study failed. So we don't understand what's going on with the FDA. The FDA, which should be our marquee.
It's a hijacked organization.
It's hijacked. We don't understand what's going on. They're not safeguarding the health and the welfare of the American people. The CDC failed right now. It's a political organization.
I agree. I want to take the last 2 minutes and put it up front in this interview. We're live right now. Millions watching, but this video needs to get 10 million views, folks, or 50 million. What you just said about it premeditated bioweapon, it's there, and they're planning, as Gates said, oh, this is just a drill, but the terrorists are about to release a new virus. I said almost 2.5 years ago, I said, because I watched Gates, I go, this is going to make us create some super virus that had a bunch of scientists on. He's telling us, oh, this is a drill, but the terrorists are about to release the real weapon. He sees us as a terrorist. He's telling us we're about to release the weapon that kills us.
Yeah. And I think I've read a lot of stuff on Gates since it's begun.
Oh.
You know, I have a lot of questions now on his role in all of this. And the reality now is we are facing a situation today, societally in America, where they brought they call it a vaccine, we call it an inoculation or an injection. We won't say it's a vaccine in the classical sense. But they bought something that failed. It literally failed out of the box. When Pfizer submitted their data to the FDA for approval, they actually had data that they omitted, 3,000 subjects. But when we reran the numbers, that 95% relative risk reduction dropped to under 20%. In other words, it was not even meeting the 50% threshold that was set. We also argued they were fraudulent in claiming 95% relative risk reduction.
Which has been proven. Alexander Cubbin News on Substack. Alexander Cubbin News. Sorry, finish your point.
Yeah, what we're saying is they should have reported the absolute risk reduction. It's the absolute benefit that we needed to know. And when you look to the Pfizer data, it was 0.7%, not 95% relative risk reduction. What does that mean? From Pfizer to FDA, there's some collusion, something that has happened between these parties, that they have defrauded the American people with those initial emergency use authorizations.
That's right. Alexander Cubbin News on Substack. Alexander, thank you, Dr. Paul E. Alexander, drpaulalexander.com. Join us again soon. God bless you. Jason Burmes takes over right now. Spread the word. He's got a big broadcast lined up for you in 45 minutes. Owen Schroyer and the War Room.
Thank you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everybody, Jason Vermes here, and for the remainder of the hour, we are going to be talking about transhumanism. We are going to be talking about the executive order that Biden has signed on to. We are going to be talking about NASA, space warfare, cancer moonshot, and so much more. But what I wanted to start out with, if you caught my last presentation here, from transgender to transhuman, I featured a conference put on by the Bezos-owned Washington Post, sponsored by Samsung and Lockheed Martin, called Transformers in 2016. And in that, it was openly discussed that they would be taking a nanosatellite skin that would encompass the globe and be utilized for all types of warfare and beyond. And that is exactly what we are seeing in the Ukraine. Folks, it's not just a proxy war. As Alex Jones stated yesterday, these systems, Starlink in particular, and its classified cousin, Blackjack, are being utilized with Ghost and Sidewinder drones that are killing people in mass. And before I play you this clip from Transformers, I want to point out that Ukraine's astronomers say there are tons of UFOs over Kiev. Really? UFOs, you say? And what people have to understand is this is classified technology in most cases run via black programs, because NASA's not about taking us to the moon or Mars. That's a very, very small part. It is about transhumanism, space warfare, and beyond. So in this conference, let's have one of their little representatives and minion. Again, NASA, DARPA, transhumanism. It's all part of the same narrative and the same brand, but let George Whitesides tell you about this system.
Through ISS has been sort of seeding the small sat market. But you can't launch into all the different orbits from ISS. And so what we'll be able to do with our vehicle launcher one is to put these satellites into other orbits. But I think what's interesting is that the U.S. is now leading a new area, which is the small satellite sector. And, you know, we're going to see tremendous growth. The geostationary, the number of geostationary satellites getting launched into orbit isn't really growing right now. But you're going to see this huge growth in small satellite constellations over the coming years. It will establish essentially a new information skin for planet Earth that, you know, helps us with navigation and communication and weather and remote sensing. And I think it'll be eventually sort of a permanent new skin around the planet. And a lot of that is being catalyzed by the work that was done inside NASA labs and now inside the National Lab at ISS.
And we cannot forget about Elon Musk and SpaceX itself. This is the ex-NASA chief of staff that you just saw under the Obama administration. And I want to point out that Elon Musk, who is being heralded as a hero by many, all the way back in April, donated over 3,500 of these Starlink terminals. Reports have over 12,000 of those satellite systems currently being used there. Huh. Interesting. And that is not part of what? The actual Lockheed Martin program, Blackjack. However, they work in unison with one another because Musk is really there for this DARPA SpaceX merger. Okay, his job is to move what technology all over the world within an hour. Those are the military contracts that this guy is a part of. In fact, Kash Patel, who I would argue is one of the better people inside the Trump administration, openly talked about on Fox News how he was their number one contractor. Let's go to that clip right now.
He is doing some cool stuff in space and everything. He's doing a ton of stuff that you would think is so global. He is literally launching this thing called Satlink, which almost no one knows about, but he's been building for 5 years,
wow,
which is free Wi-Fi for the world.
Which is amazing.
The world.
It's going to change everything.
And there again, no one's talking about, you think the Democrats would be championing this, like, oh, I can be in Central Sahara, Africa, and get Wi-Fi on my $3 million phone.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not. And if you've actually watched one of these satellite link uploads, it's like a string of pearls being dropped in the night sky. It's really cool. I mean, we're all paying for it. This is why he's so rich. DOD's biggest, like, contractor is Elon Musk.
That's right.
Oh, the DOD's biggest contractor is Elon Musk. So let's talk nanosats for a moment. I often go to this future strategic warfare document by Dennis Bushnell, the chief scientist over at NASA, to this day, a guy that's been around since the Gemini program, a document from 2001. And one of the first things we see when we talk about blast wave accelerators, which is a type of what? Warfare. In fact, you can see one of these blast wave accelerator diagrams, again, all the way back in 2001 in this document. You'll notice nanosats on the bottom. Well, nanosats come up quite a bit in this document. If you see it here, you'll see that they are inexpensive. And they are overhead systems, ubiquitous with UAVs, both military and commercial. Huh, Blackjack military, Starlink commercial. And this preceded all of these things by over a decade. If you see the future of warfare, you have mini, micro, and nanosats, along with UAVs. They also mentioned binary and biological weaponry in this as well, and get you ready for robotics, automatics at the large. Now, if you keep going, I mean, they keep talking about this and its magnitude in this type of warfare. You also get biochemical, molecular, nanocomputing with these sensors. Again, it's not just the Internet of Things. It's the Internet of Bodies. That's why they get into cyber and artificial life. When we start talking about the transhumanist aspect, we're going to get into the genomic repair and design of the human species, again, in this document. But I really thought this part was telling. Trojan horse everything. Ships, boats, planes, cars, trucks, packages, cargo, containers. Targeted effects, including tidal waves, EMPs, earthquakes, radiation, and of course, blast, aka the blast wave accelerator. They are telling you that this type of technology is stealth. They are telling you they can control certain aspects of the weather and beyond. They are telling you it is not going to come via the means of the military, but these privatized Trojan horse civilian systems. This is the techno-fascist partnership that is out in the open. And when we come back, we're going to examine not only that document, but Biden's executive order. Remember to support Infowars.com right now. If you haven't gotten the Great Reset and the War for the World, make sure you order it today. We will be back on the flip side.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, left time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, and we are going to move on to the poopy pants puppet president and his latest executive order, as well as cancer moonshot, which you may have missed. You see, when Biden was running, he was talking about a DARPA-like program to end cancer. And lo and behold, that DARPA-like program is not only the Defense Department, but NASA itself. And you can read this. We can cure cancers once and for all. Oh, this technology is going to empower us. We're going to slash deaths by half within 25 years. You scroll down. And this woman right here is a part of both DARPA and NASA. And when Joe Biden was trying to read off his prompter, I got to say, he went almost 90 seconds with only a couple stumbles, some of his better moments. He actually mentions NASA. That's why we continuously harp on that organization. But don't take my word for it. Take Zombie J's.
President Biden, this cancer moonshot is one of the reasons why I ran for president.
There's always a reason why he ran for president. Cancer moonshot, that's one of them.
It's part of my unity agenda that I laid out in my State of the Union address to rally the American people to work together. Because we know this, cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together. And that's why I'm here today. As part of the supercharged moonshot, I'll use my authorities as president to increase funding to break log jams and the speed breakthroughs. I've also formed a new cancer cabinet that's driving a whole of government effort to unleash every possible asset within our power, from NASA, that knows more about radiation than any doctor does, to the Defense Department, that has the ability to calculate, and the Energy Department, do a million billion calculations per second.
Million billion calculations per second, log jams, blah, 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 blah. But think about what he just said. Now, he also talked about the Energy Department. If anybody wants to go back into history and check out what the Department of Energy did via human experimentation, you need only go to the Clinton administration when he had to walk out in public with a binder about that big on the horrific human experimentation that was done unknowingly on soldiers and citizens alike. These are black programs in many instances, and I promise you, they are not here to empower humanity. They are here to enslave us under this biotech nightmare. This document, Executive Order on Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable, there's that word again. What's sustainable mean? It means your standard of living plummets. That's what it means. Safe and secure American bioeconomy. You see, your social credit score, your carbon credit score, they intend that to be in the Internet of Bodies as well. Forget about just track, trace, database. They want everything internally. Here's just a small subsection for everybody. For biotechnology and biomanufacturing to help us achieve our societal goals, and their societal goals are to take hold of the evolution of everything openly. Bushnell discusses that in the document we're going to go back to. And in person, as we've shown you here, where he admits in 2018 they've already put 200,000 brain chips in people. But hey, to achieve those societal goals, the United States needs to invest in foundational scientific capabilities. We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. Again, this is what the transgender non-binary zeros and ones agenda is all about, to equate you not to a human being, a being with a spirit, a soul, actual consciousness, but nothing more than a number, a nobody, a nothing, to be subjugated to their predator class power. They want to unlock the power of biological data, including through computing tools and artificial intelligence, and advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles for commercialization so that the innovative technologies and products can reach markets faster. That is the government partnership with these companies, these tech companies, for, again, outward biotech medical fascism. Believe the hype. That is what this is 100% about, and people need to understand it is not coming, it's here. And that's why we're going to play Dennis Bushnell telling you what? The evolution of everything is over. We're taking hold.
Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to function, and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now. The fixed congenitally defective brains, and increasingly the fixed memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers. And people are now working, thanks to Musk and other people, funding direct machine-brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging.
Now, before he gets into that merger, notice Musk comes up again. Musk is going to be revealing his Optimus bot, I believe, on September 29th or 30th. We're about 2 weeks away. Okay, and he's the one pushing this technology, which is decades old, military-industrial complex, run via his Neuralink commercially and being praised by guys like this that are about to tell you that evolution is over. We've taken control of evolution.
And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything.
No more natural evolution of anything.
People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution. And so this is just part of the human evolution of the humans.
And if you look here at his own documentation, again, that's from 2018. This is from 2001. Humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution of the planet, of the human species, and all products and life forms. Okay, including cross-species, molecular breeding, and directed evolution. The genomic design and repair of the human species, mind children. Okay, and it goes on, if you look at this, they talk about biohacking. They talk about how it is direct and undetectable. Fatal to disabling. Short to long-term scales. They openly discussed utilizing this technology as fingerprintless. Talk about plausible deniability. And here you see that they have genomically targeted pathogens. Again, fingerless campaigns that go beyond their shock and awe warfare that we saw during the Iraq War. They hadn't even used that terminology for the Iraq War. Again, this is a 2001 document. They're talking about binary agents distributed via what? Vitamins, clothing, and food. And using these genomic pathogens for individuals, that's one-on-one, or entire societies. It's all right here. It was all growing then. This is not pixie dust. This is a bio warfare document that is in your face. When we come back, we will expand on the transhumanist aspect of this all. What is going on right now and how CBDCs, digital currencies, the social credit score, the climate crisis, and a carbon agenda all intertwine into everything you're seeing right now. This is InfoWars.com. Go get The Great Reset, The War for the World by Alex Jones at InfoWars Store.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in the fourth hour. So how do they plan on taking us into this transhumanist nightmare? Well, selling us on a virtual age. And again, this document is looking decades ahead. They talk about the year 2030, the IT bio-nano virtual technological revolution. And in 2020, somehow they knew the bio-nano era was coming. Just saying, all those mRNA technologies, that is bio-nano technology. They don't know how long this will last. They got that 2030 in mind to get you into what? The virtual age. And I want to assure you that the virtual age actually goes far, far, far beyond just what they're trying to do with metaverse governance and generating economic and societal value with the World Economic Forum. They've partnered, but actually get you to believe that we are not only going to merge with machines, but upload our consciousness. And at the end of the day, Dennis Bushnell tells you here, we will have human contaminated machines, and then we're going to go to Martine Rothblatt, the most powerful transgender person on the planet, a billionaire, the CEO of United Therapeutics, the person with their own religion, Terra Sim, telling you about this upload and this cyber consciousness. Now, remember, transhumanism for them is they're going to remain in these bodies and have technology that empowers them. And then that same technology will trick and enslave us into thinking that our digital doppelgangers are somehow an extension of our consciousness and ourselves. This is Johnny Nonsense. This is bull shizzle McBizzle. So here he is, human contaminated machines.
We can have a high bandwidth COM port built in, so we don't have to use the sensors, and they're very limited bandwidth. And eventually, this all ends up with uploading into the machines. And instead of us versus them, humans versus the machines, we become them, or they become us, or you end up with human contaminated machines. Now,
the Kitty Hawk type of project on this, Bina 48, named for your lovely spouse, which I have talked to and as many others. It's sort of a head on a table at this point, but it talks to you. And you would describe it, this isn't the finished product of where we want to go. But Bina 48 is the Kitty Hawk basis of how this, you call them doppelgangers. Can you say robots?
Yeah, robots are just as good.
And if you put in, I have kind of have the idea like, you know, the Matrix, where they were plugging stuff into the back of people's head. I have the idea that you upload everybody's personality or consciousness onto what amounts to a thumb drive, and then you can upload it to the cloud, so you're always there, and you can just plug it into a robot, and there you are.
Right, but it's becoming even, that's been a 48 in the screen, and that was from a recent episode of Morgan Freeman's series on the National Geographic Channel about on the nature of God and religion and whatnot. So we did this project to really inspire young people, and I'd say young girls in particular, to become coders. And when they have an opportunity to speak with Bina 48 and see that even today in our somewhat primitive 20-teens, we're able to write software that can respond idiosyncratically. She doesn't give the same answer any two times.
And notice they're talking about indoctrinating the youth. They're talking about writing software, just like that executive order. We've got to learn to write software for biology and then at the same time get you to buy into this virtual nonsense. This is the author of, again, From Transgender to Transhuman, A Manifesto on the Freedom of Form. Another book by Rothblatt, Virtually Human, The Promise and Peril of Digital Immortality. Now, at the same time, this person is utilizing technology for xenotransplantation. Now, if you believe that the average person is going to get a new kidney or a heart because of this, look at how our medical system works now. That is not the case. At best, we will be experimented on this road to the belief that somehow we are part of the metaverse or even the multiverse or a simulation, all of which equates you to programmable zeros and ones. You don't have a real soul. You don't have real consciousness. It's something that we can replicate in silicon. And that is the ultimate agenda in all of this. It is one of dehumanization, command and control, as they get you to accept less. You will own nothing and be happy. You will eat the bugs. You will be part of projects like GNOME. And what is GNOME and the line? Well, a lot of people talk about the United States when it comes to this. They talk about China when it comes to this. But it is truly, truly a global project. What you're looking behind is this ad and commercial for the line. Notice it looks very much like a virtual world where you're going to fly and touch water and it's beautiful. When in reality, what this is a dystopic nightmare type system that you would see out of the Hunger Games, where they compress and command you into this city of control where everything's only 5 minutes away. Everything is regulated through your social and carbon credit score, because They have to regulate that, and that's one of NASA's big thing. The ecosystem appears to be crashing. They're big on the climate change agenda, not because they believe it, but because it's a Trojan horse way of gaining that command and control system. So take a look. This is the line being built in Saudi Arabia in the middle of nowhere in deserts. And again, they always show you like that. Oh, we're taking this place where no one's living, this destitute place, and we're going to make it vibrant with life. No, they don't want you living in a big house. They don't want you living with nature. They don't want you a part of that system. They want you a part of theirs. Here it is. The wonder of more time. To do what you love. Oh, yes. With family and friends. They're anti-family. Where you can access everything within just 5 minutes. Just go into our slave grid system. And you can travel to the end in 20 minutes. Folks, maglev trains have now been around for decades and utilized throughout parts of the world. If we wanted to empower people in this country, why, I ask you, why have we not built a system much like Eisenhower did, who actually did some good things for us other than warning us about the military-industrial complex, other than warning us about the scientific elite and their attempts to take over policy, which we saw during the COVID-1984 nightmare, other than telling you this was a spiritual battle and warfare, he built the highway system. Can you imagine if we had a maglev train system in the United States? You could literally live on the East Coast in a short drive away from an urban center or city, get on that train, have a job in the Midwest, and then commute back the same day in almost no time. But this is not about empowering humanity. It is about enslaving the vast majority of us in a predator class nightmare in which they believe that they are going to transcend biological death with systems like Calico. Okay, Calico is the immortality vision division over at Google, run by Kurzweil, who also has, by the way, a virtual alter ego who is a woman named Ramona. It all integrates together. Folks, I am a documentary filmmaker. I give them all away. Several of those films were produced right here at Infowars.com. I want you to watch them. I want you to share them. Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies, my 9/11 film. So important. We just had the 21st anniversary of 9/11. It has never been clearer that now those mechanisms that were put in place after that event for the war on terror are not directed at Muslims or foreigners anymore. They are directed at you, the American populace, the domestic terrorists. It is right in your face. You got my bigger picture films, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade, the motion picture. Again, all free. I'm also starting a show over at Red Voice Media. You'll see that exclusive tomorrow. We're going to get deeper into Nome and what sustainability really means. Infowars.com needs your help right now. Alex Jones needs your help right now. Go to Infowarsstore.com. Make the purchases on supplements. Make the purchases on videos like COVIDland and beyond. And if you haven't gotten The Great Reset and The War for the World, get it now. It is the blueprint for the enslavement they plan to bring on all of us. I love you guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
spend your life with extended.